Documentary written and directed by Gemma O'Doherty about the case of Ireland's youngest missing person who disappeared on her grandparents' farm just outside Ballyshannon in 1977 is in the works. Gemma O'Doherty joins me on the programme now. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, how are you, Greg?
Good indeed. Now, listeners to Highland Radio will be very familiar with this story, but for those who may not, just give us a brief background to Mary's disappearance.
Well, Mary Boyle, who is Ireland's youngest missing person, went missing in March 1977, and she vanished at the home of her grandparents in Cashelard outside Ballyshannon. And to this day, almost 40 years on, her remains have never been found. Now, I know that your listeners are well and truly familiar with some aspects of this case, but other aspects, I suspect they have not been so familiar. And this week it has been alleged in the European Parliament that there was political interference by a sitting politician in the murder investigation in the early days after Mary's disappearance, which effectively brought the investigation to a halt. And that is the belief of many people who are close to this case. And these allegations have been made by a number of senior officers who were among the first on the scene.
Take us back to the months and years immediately after Mary Boyle's murder. Was it a case there was a community circling the wagons? Was it a small number of people involved? What's your sense?
Well, I have to speak on behalf of Anne Doherty, and I believe her testimony. You know, it is terrible when victims, people who have lost family members in bereaved circumstances, are not believed. And we must remember that Anne Doherty was six at the time and has spent 40 years looking for her identical twin. I believe that An Garda Síochána have very serious questions to answer about this, and I believe it is from them that others took their lead. I believe that they have not carried out an effective investigation, and it is certainly Anne's belief that the chief suspect in this case has never been arrested and remains a danger to all children, not only in Donegal. So on her behalf today, I am pleading with the people of Donegal and the people of Ireland to get behind her, because she is doing such a huge public service in highlighting this case. It's been devastating for Anne. Her life has been destroyed by this.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut across you there, particularly during that comment, but Anne has met, you have met with Enda Kenny, you met with Sidney Gardaí, haven't you? You've been to America and met with senators there, and even those with strong Donegal connections. It's been raised now in the European Parliament. You've been well received north of the border, and indeed I think there's meetings coming up to that end. There was also commitments, I remember speaking to you about the fact that Gardaí will look into two allegations and what have you. That's going back some months now. So why is the situation still no further on?
Look, I don't have to. I'll sum it up in the words of our current health minister, Leo Varadkar, when he said fairly recently that the Department of Justice in this country is dysfunctional and unfit for purpose. The case of Mary Boyle is just one of many cases of Garda malpractice and corruption. And this is really what the problem is here. An MEP, an Irish MEP in our parliament in Europe, has alleged that a politician has been involved in a cover-up of a child's murder. So that is my answer to your question. And that is why we have not seen justice for a little girl.
Is your view then, Gemma, that it's dysfunctional in that the Gardaí or those that make these decisions do not see what you're seeing, or is it dysfunctional in that they see what you're seeing but aren't pursuing it?
The latter. And it's not me,
I understand that, but it's just for the purpose of the conversation. It's a little easy to describe it like that, but I do understand you're speaking on behalf of Anne as well, and everybody who is disgusted by this case.
speaking on behalf of the most experienced people in this case, the first officers on the scene, who are making these very serious allegations. And they believe that there was sufficient evidence at the time for an arrest. And that has not happened 40 years on. We have to take our lead from the experienced detectives who were the first on the scene in the initial moments after, well, it was 2.5 hours after Mary disappeared. And they are the people, they must be believed. They have informed senior management in Garda headquarters about the evidence that was there over the course of many years. Anne Doherty has spoken to the guards on many an occasion. Margot O'Donnell has too, and she was on the scene in the days after the murder. These are the people who are most experienced and have the most evidence in this case, and they are not being listened to.
Now, this is the way things happen, particularly in the modern age, and we have to be very careful, of course, but the reality is that if you put one and one together, it's not very difficult to come up with names, and indeed there has been very strong suggestions on social media, and indeed people being named. Are you concerned at that, and do you think that could harm the progression of this investigation?
Well, I can understand that people are getting very frustrated, because when we think about children and children at risk, all of us feel we want to protect them. And there is an issue of child protection here, and there has been. It is the opinion of the senior officers who were among the first on the scene that the chief suspect in this case may have been a danger to children other than Mary Boyle. And these are very, very serious allegations. So I can understand that people get frustrated. Nobody wants anyone to be named. We want the criminal justice system in our country to work to protect us, to uphold law and order, to protect our children. And that is not happening. And we have seen the legacy of child abuse that we have in our country. We have exposed a lot of what went on at the hands of errant clergy, but we haven't exposed what went on within institutions of the state. And we need to start looking closely at that.
You know, one has to look at, you know, the Madeleine McCann's disappearance and the level of media attention that receives, the level of public interest in that. And this is a very similar situation in that it's a child that has been murdered or has disappeared, and that is the suspicion, the strong suspicion. And I'm sure from Anne's perspective, it's beyond suspicion. But are you surprised then at the lack of traction this case has got broadly? There are articles here and there, of course, and I think the local media have covered it quite a bit. I'm not just saying that, but that's my genuine feeling. Why then hasn't this got the publicity that it rightly deserves?
Well, I would be pointing the finger directly at my own profession in that regard. And we're currently in the process of commissioning academic research into how the Irish public have been utterly misled by the mainstream media in this case, who at times have put out the Garda spin.
I know where you're going with that, but there are also other members of the family that have spoken out, and they have a voice as well too, and what they said mirrored what Gardaí have said in the past.
I cannot speak about people like that.
I'm just saying in fairness. But just go back to your point about blaming journalists. At what point does the system, the government, the people we elect, the people we entrust, the people with oversights and ombudsmans and what have you, at what point then is it not their responsibility and you shift the focus then onto journalists?
Well, I can only speak for my profession, and I feel my profession by and large has failed this child. I mean, Ireland, Mary is Ireland's Madeleine McCann. And she was 6 years of age when she disappeared. So I can speak for my profession. I believe that when we look back on the coverage of this case over 40 years, that the public have been misled, and that they are the facts. When the truth comes out, as it will, the public will say, why were we given information that was not true? I mean, in my upcoming documentary, I have interviewed a man who believe he was framed for the murder of this child. And when that man was arrested, there was a large media presence, and it was all over the place for many, many days. And that man, I suspect, will be taking a serious action against the state.
So do you believe then the journalism, the focus then of the media should have been on the suspect or questioning the Garda investigation into it? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, it's not up to the media to investigate a person. So you're saying they took the Garda at the word? Is that what you're saying?
They did, but I mean, look, anyone...
But just to clarify, like, I've spoken to other members of the family who, who have sided with the Garda and said they had faith in the Garda. So, you know, you're asking then journalists to sort of cherry pick between two opposing views almost.
All I'm asking my profession and the Garda is to prioritise the most important thing in this, which is the truth and justice for that little girl. Now, I have to stress, I am speaking on behalf of Anne Doherty, nobody else in the family.
Now, so it's Anne Doherty. You offered this story around, and have you got somewhere to broadcast it yet, or what is the plan for this documentary in terms of how people will be able to view it?
Well, I'm going to make sure that everybody in this country and beyond will be able to see the documentary. It will be available on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I'm making this decision because I believe that this is probably the biggest cover-up that Ireland has ever seen. And I want to make sure that the public are fully informed about it, as does Anne Doherty. And I think that is her right. And we really must praise her because she is very courageous, taking on some very dark forces in our state. And as I say, I really urge the people of Donegal to get behind her now and support her in her campaign for justice for a little six-year-old.
Indeed. Now, the trailer, it's an extensive trailer, is already up on YouTube and perhaps other video sharing sites. When do you expect, the completed documentary to be available, Gemma? I'm not sure if you mentioned that.
It will be published in the coming weeks.
Okay.
In May. But my trailer is available on YouTube. It's called Mary Boyle, The Untold Story. Some of the very serious allegations are in that. And I would encourage people to have a look at it if they have time. And they will get a taste for what will be published in the coming weeks.
Gemma O'Doherty, as always, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you very much, Greg.
All right, take care. That's journalist Gemma O'Doherty there.